It's great to have you here today. And we're talking about the power of God, and we begin with his power manifested in God the Father in biblical texts like Genesis 1, Genesis 7, and the Psalms. And then we came down to Luke chapter 8 and witnessed the mighty power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now today we come again to look at the power of God through the presence of God the Holy Spirit alive in Christ's people with his indwelling presence. And to do this, I want us to turn again to the Gospel of Luke. We've been in Luke 8, and now we come all the way down to Luke chapter 24. This is the final chapter of his gospel. Let me summarize this chapter for us as we begin. As Luke 24 opens, Jesus comes back from the dead. It's resurrection morning, and while certified dead and buried, Jesus then emerges from his tomb. The stone is rolled away by an angel, and Jesus simply walks away. To quote the angels, the two men in Luke chapter 24 and verse 6, "He is not here, but he has risen." And that's certainly the power of God, the power to give life to the dead. That's the greatest demonstration of God, who is power. And we will come back to this on God Is when we get closer to Resurrection Sunday, what many of you call Easter in the spring. But you certainly ought to highlight this in your Bible now, if you have not already done so. Jesus is alive, and now he begins to make post-resurrection appearances. In Luke 24 and verse 15, two men are walking down a road to Emmaus. This place is not mentioned anywhere else in Scripture, but it is believed to be about 7 miles to the northwest of Jerusalem, and Jesus joins them. The text says, while they were walking and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them. And Jesus stays with them all the way into the village where they were going, and when the bread was served for their meal together, and Jesus blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them, verse 31 of Luke 24 says, "Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized Jesus, and Jesus vanished from their sight." I am summarizing Luke's lengthy chapter 24, and now we come to the verses where Jesus, in his post-resurrection body, appears to his closest disciples. And this I need to read to you, because it is spectacular. Just listen to this. Luke 24, verses 36 through 43. "While they were telling these things, Jesus himself stood in their midst and said to them, 'Peace be to you.' But they were startled and frightened and thought they were seeing a spirit. And Jesus said to them, 'Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet. That is I, myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have.' And when Jesus had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they still could not believe it because of their joy and amazement, he said to them, 'Have you anything here to eat?' They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and Jesus took it and ate it before them." Now that's Luke chapter 24, verses 36 to 43, and it's an extraordinary text. Of course, this is well worth getting to know in greater detail, and again, someday we shall do that together. But we're pressing on today towards the end of this chapter so we can talk about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And that brings us into verses 46 to 53. In these verses, Jesus is giving final instructions to his followers because Jesus is about to ascend, that is, to go up to heaven. The Lord is leaving them physically for the final time until that sweet day when they, like all of Christ's followers, shall see him again at the moment of our own resurrection from the dead. As he was resurrected, so too shall we who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ by faith alone be resurrected. This is going to happen. And what is remarkable here is that these verses mirror the opening of the New Testament book of Acts, because that is the second book of the Bible that Dr. Luke writes. As I have said, he wrote Luke and he also wrote Acts. So what the author is doing here is to describe for us the fact of Christ's final instruction to the disciples and then his ascension. And when we get to the first chapter of Acts, Luke repeats himself, and I find 10 parallels. And commentators John MacArthur and Daryl Bach helped me to find these. I'm going to give these to you now, and I'll post these on the God Is Facebook page so you can pop over there and see them for your own study. If you're on Facebook, punch in God Is, W-E-Z-E. That's God Is, W-E-Z-E on Facebook, and these will be there waiting for you. What's that you say? I don't have Facebook. No worries. Just email me or regular mail me, and I'll send these along to you. Mark@markaeswallow.com, and then God is P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Listen to the parallels between Luke 24, verses 46 to 53, and Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 12, and chapter 2, verses 38 and 46. There are 10. First, the suffering of Christ and his resurrection. Luke 24, verse 46, and Jesus said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise again from the dead the third day." Acts chapter 1, verse 3, to these Jesus also presented himself alive after his suffering. Second, repentance and forgiveness. Luke 24, verse 47, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in his, Jesus' name, to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Third, the disciples are Christ's witnesses. Luke chapter 24, verse 48, "You are witnesses of these things." Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But you shall be my witnesses." I'm talking about the parallels between Luke 24 and Acts 1 and 2, and here's the fourth, the promise of God the Father. Luke chapter 24, verse 49, "And behold, I am sending forth the promise of my Father upon you." Acts chapter 1, verse 4, "Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which, he said, you heard from me." And here's the fifth parallel, waiting in Jerusalem. Luke chapter 24, verse 49, "You are to stay in the city." Acts chapter 1, verse 4, "Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem." Here's the sixth parallel, sharing the gospel in Jerusalem. Luke chapter 24, verse 47, "Beginning from Jerusalem." And then Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "In Jerusalem." A seventh parallel, receiving power from the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 24, verse 49, "Stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." And the eighth parallel between Luke and Acts, Jesus Christ returning to heaven. Luke chapter 24, verse 51, "While Jesus was blessing them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven." Acts chapter 1, verse 9, "And after Jesus had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight." And the ninth parallel, the disciples returned to Jerusalem. Luke chapter 24, verse 52, "And they, after worshiping Jesus, returned to Jerusalem with great joy." And then Acts chapter 1, verse 12, "Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away." And the tenth and final parallel, the disciples meet in the temple. Luke chapter 24, verse 53, "And they were continually in the temple praising God." Acts chapter 2, verse 46, "Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart." Now, that's a lot of going back and forth between the Gospel of Luke and the book of the Acts, and you will be greatly helped if you see this for yourself. So please, go to the God Is WEZE Facebook page and or write to me today and get this. I have it in the format of a table, and when you see it, it will make much more sense to you. These are the 10 parallels between Luke 24, verses 46 to 53, and Acts 1, verses 1 through 12, and then Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 46. And the reason I am spending time with these chapters and verses is because I want you to see what Jesus promises the disciples, his followers, before he ascends, returns to heaven. So with the time we have remaining today, let's make sure we hear again the promise of God the Father. This is Jesus speaking, and in Luke chapter 24 and verse 49, he says, "Behold, I am sending forth the promise of my Father upon you." Acts chapter 1 verse 4 reads, "Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised." So Jesus assures them that a promise from God the Father is now going to come to fruition. And what specifically is that promise? Here it is. The disciples will receive power from the Holy Spirit. And this is found within both Luke and Acts in these texts. Luke 24, verse 49, Jesus says, "Stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Acts 1, verse 8 reads, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." The Holy Spirit of God is coming upon them and bringing power. The Holy Spirit is the one who will give the believers in Jesus Christ their power. He will be their power source. And let me just draw out something else for you here now, and I'll begin here again tomorrow. Notice that the Holy Spirit clothes them with power. That's in Luke chapter 24 and verse 49. "Stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." That word clothed there in the Greek means to clothe or be clothed with. Listen, in the sense of sinking into a garment. Sinking into a garment. I love that. When it's winter in New England and the snow and the cold come, which I also love, I have a particular coat I wear. It's aging, but it's lined with some sort of feather. And when I put it on, I kind of sink into it. My body is consumed by the coat. It's soft and it protects me from the weather to the point where I sometimes get hot and have to unzip it a bit even when I'm outside. I think of that when I think of being clothed by the Holy Spirit. We sink into the Spirit. And so more on this tomorrow, right here on God Is.